Okay, we're learning Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Livas Oif HaTamid Tzuch HaMachshav, Hu Chazrin. The Nevel of an Oif Tari requires Machshav. You have to, in order for the Nevel to become the Metame, it has to have the Machshav, you want to eat it. Okay, good. If you have to, you have to want to eat it. Number two, Behechshar. It must come in contact with water. Rav. You must want to eat it. Number two, it must come in water. It must come in contact with water or other liquids. So in order for it to be metame, it has to be at least the size of a beitz, not a kezayis. If you eat it, if a human being wants to contract tumah, you have to eat a chatzi pras. What is a chatzi pras? This is an egg and a half. It's not one egg, it's an egg and a half. This also is a gvir im nitmes, if the nevela became tame, and a human being ate from it a chatzi pras, what is a chatzi pras? She beitza umechza, then nifsal gufa lechel b'tumah, then a person becomes a sheni. My nafgmin, are you a sheni? A sheni can make a shlishi. The nafgmin is you cannot eat truma, because tshuva can become a shilishi. Are you okay? Ad sheit until you go to mikvah. Umetam betumas nebachabetza. Chatzi pras tufsal segviya. The ein ba kezayis bebeis habliya. What does that mean? The ein ba kezayis bebeis habliya. The zodin kezayis is just telling a general rule that a person needs a kezayis of nevelas oif tame. You do not become tame. If you only need a kezayis, only an egg. Okay, you can try it. An egg, delicious. An egg.
Yeah,
an egg.
Try the head eggs.
They had a lot of. If you have an egg, which has an egg's worth of nivlas oif tame, you eat a kebetza. The ein ba kezayis bebeis habliya. Period. The ein ba kezayis bebeis habliya. The chassid says nivla nivela utreifa. How do you know this? How do you know that the shear to become tame, for the bar to become tame, is the shear of a chatzi pras, not a beitza? So here he brings a beautiful drasha. Shtei in the Torah nivela utreifa lo yechal. Every time it says what lo yechal, yechal means kezayis. If the prohibition is because of nevela, then metame beachila says latama. You come tame, metame beachila bebeis habliya, which is the shear of a kezayis. Yotza zesheini sur mishum bal toichal nevela el mishum bal toichal davar tame. There's not going to be tuma. In order for there to be tuma, there has to be the shear of a chatzi pras. Got it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay, next. The ha'ichla ein ton harav shemesh. Someone who eats it does not require harav shemesh. Now, what does that mean? Ein ton harav shemesh. Someone who eats nivlas oif tamei does not require ha'ichla chatzi pras mimena la'achar shenitmes. After it became tamei, shupasul segvil la'ichla b'tshuma im tova la'achar sha'achola. If you go to mikvah immediately, motor b'tshuma miyat. Ve'entan harav shemesh. Got it?
Yep.
You do not need to wait until the sun goes down and you become tar instantly if you go to mikveh after you eat a chatzi pras of nivlas oif tameh. You understand?
Yep.
Normally when you go to mikveh, you have to wait until the sun sets in order to complete the tar process. First mission, shisach the brachas. You're a dafyam person.
Sure.
But this, you do not need to have shemesh. Just going to the mikveh alone is enough.
Sufficient.
Suffices. Aichla ein ton harav shemesh ve'ein chayavin aleha. You know, a person is not chayav misve shavaim al bias mikdash. Now, what does that mean? Ve'ein chayav aleha al bias mikdash imach al chatzi pras. Person needs a chatzi pras nivlas oif tamei ve'nichnas la mikdash. B'tumu d'rabban. He's talking to rabbanan. Afakav even though the shemun lachrim yisavin al shuma, doesn't matter. There's no din chiyav misa de shemayim for entering into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of tumah. Good.
I will
serve in alachas tshuma. But you do burn shuv. This thing does touch tshuma becomes tame. Lo'echel even achai. So needs an even achai mimena. Ein oisefik esra. But a person eats a non-kosher bird. Take a bite into a non-kosher bird. Ever min hachai, or you pluck off a limb from a living creature and eat it, there is no chiyuv of malchus. Why not? The eichel ever min hachai mena ein material sarbayim be'avagav the eichel kezayis bein basar and begidin v'atzamis. Even the person eats kezayis, which includes Bain boss, so I give that some much the hash that feel the yamar even when I chai tzorch kezayis. Need a kezayis, the achila ksebei, hacha I kezayis, I feel the wachi into the boim, mushum tome, lamchai to like kezayis boss. So what exactly does that mean in Nachamal? What does that mean? Echel even echel me mena, enoi seifeges from a kezayis worth. And it's a combination of all three together. Let's say a little here, why lekaman the polig kosher kosafti? The even a chai ain't an egg, a little bit to harm, that's the answer. Eben Achai only applies to kosher animals, kosher birds. There is no din Eben Achai on non-kosher.
Kosher birds.
Can you take away your sight today? You walk out of the space. Maybe she
learned this
already. As you said, therefore, Eben Achai and 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 if you do a shkita on a non-kosher bird, the achila, it's not metarasa, the achila leben noyach, it's not metarasa leben noyach, shemot b'oif tamei, b'oif if you do shchit and it's shaking, until it's a goner.
Okay.
You
go ahead. You have to bring in a kahati because it's not working with.
I'm telling you, the kahati is going to be much. You think Kahati is very hard.
Yeah?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Language is easier though, no?
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's not. You want to try, you're going to see. It goes on and on and on. And
well.
All right, maybe you'll have to try. I don't know what's so hard. What's so hard?
His language is too short for me.
The aim shchitas avetas. What's the problem? Now, what is thing over here? You said is as follows. You have a bird. If you have an animal. Okay, let's talk about an animal for a moment. And you do a shchit on an animal.
Correct.
And the animal is still shaking.
Right.
It's still shaking. And now a Jew comes along and bites into the animal while it's still shaking.
Right.
Is the chayef even eating even a chay?
It's not a wiliko.
What?
Is this a kosher bird we're talking?
That's what a kosher animal.
Yes.
And you take a bite.
A Jew is okay.
Goy is not. Now, so let's say we take a non-kosher bird and we do a shchita.
Yeah.
And we do a No. Halach is just like it's good for a Jew, it's good for a non-Jew. That's his point. The angel of the If you have an animal, and you do a kosher shchita, and the animal is still shaking, and while the animal is shaking, a non-Jew bites into the animal, is the non-Jew chayef even a chay? No, he says so explicitly no. Look what it says. Af al gav de b'tahoyra, if it's a kosher animal, a kosher bird, a kosher animal, afilu mifarcheses, even if it's shaking, materes hashchita lebenoyach. Okay, so it's mutter. So if it's mutter, so you would say when it comes to a non-kosher bird,
course.
So the shchita also is matter of the non-kosher bird. At least it takes away the prohibition of Eiv Menachai when it's still shaking.
Yeah.
Just like shchita.
Kamash
Mlon, no. Migu, I would say Migu, why is it Migu? Why by a kosher does shchita work? It's a Migu. Migu means sense. Migu de mechashra li Yisrael. Since the shchita is takes away the prohibition of the veil for a Jew, the male it takes away the prohibition of takes away the prohibition of the veil for a guy as well.
Correct.
However, when it comes, v'hachi mefarsha masnisam b'shilei perigit anasha. This is where the Mishnah is in the extent of perigit anasha. And perigit anasha, this is how the Mishnah has been explained. So nachamol. Period. The ein shechitasa. If we take this non-kosher bird and we do a shechita, and the bird is still shaking, it's still shaking. Metaharasa. It's not going to cleanse it from the prohibition of eiver min hachai. The word metaharasa does not refer to tahara of min tamei natamei.
Right.
We're referring to the prohibition of eiver min hachai. Okay? Last part of the mission, which there's no, which is still explanatory, Hakanafayim, the wings, the anoitza, and the feathers, mitamois, they have potential to become tamei if they come in contact with sherets, umitamois, and they can contaminate other things, umitstafos, and you can combine the wings and the feathers and to make a sheer shiva beitza. Hachartoim, the beak, the beak. Right, the beak.
The beak.
Hachartoim, Vatsi Parnayim, and the nails, mitamin, they can become tamei, umitamin, and they can contaminate other things, umit starf, and they can join together to make the one shear. Okay, so it will be a very nice Mishnah. A very nice Mishnah, schaza over the Mishnah, nochamol, one more time. Let's not talk Lashon Hara now. Nivlas oif hatame, the carcass of an oif tame tzricha machshava. In order for it to have potential to become tame, you must have kavana. You must have kavana to eat. You must have kavana. You have to want to eat. To eat it. V'hechsher, it must come in contact with liquid. U'metame tumas echolim b'cha beitza. If you want it to be metame food, it must be at least the size of a beitza. Now, let's say you don't want to contaminate food, you want to contaminate the person. You want this piece of nevelas oif tame to contaminate a human being. A human being. Let's say you want the nevelas oif tame to contaminate a human being. How large must it be? So it says here, it doesn't make a difference how large it is. The only way for the nevelas oif tame to contaminate a human being is only if the human being will consume it.
Correct.
And how much do they need to consume in order to contract tumah? The size of a beitza and a half. A beitza and a half equals a chatzi pras.
Correct.
The chatzi pras. The size of a chatzi pras, a half of a pras of a loaf of bread, lifts must be to contaminate the body. Period. The ein ba kezayis bebeis sablia. And there is no kezayis. The ein ba kezayis bebeis sablia. And a kezayis is not enough. Don't make a mistake and think that if a person will consume, will ingest a kezayis worth of nevelas oiv tameh, he will become tameh. That's not correct, because we have a drasha. Nevela utrefa loyachal. Loyachal is a code for kezayis. Only when the prohibition is mishum nevela utrefa, then there will be tumah of nevela utrefa. But if it's not because of nevela, it's because of basar tame, non-kosher fowl, non-kosher meat, then the laws of lo yoichal do not apply. We don't apply the rule of kezayis, we apply the rule of a chatzi pras. Got it?
Got it.
The aim of the kezayis is a liyav oichla, person who eats it, ain't a ton have shemesh, a person who eats a chatzi pras of nivlas oif tame, and he goes to the mikvah, does not need to wait until the sun goes down, he becomes tame instantly, becomes tohor instantly. Why? Because this only a tumah de rabbanon. Even though it's only a tumah de rabbanon, but yet, even though it's only a tumah de rabbanon, aval, but sarfin alecha esatrumah. But tumah is going to be burned when it comes, and with this has to be burnt. Vayich leiv nechamin amen amimena. Vayich nechay from a non-kosher bird. Ain a sefik es rabayim. If you shecht it and it's still shaking, ain a shchitasa mitharasa. The non-Jew be chayiv for ever min hachay. Even a Jew be chayiv ever min hachay. Everyone is chayiv. We talk over here about the achil ben noyach. Goes without saying for a Jew, because for a Jew anyway it's going to be us. Awesome. But even for a non-Jew it's not going to matter. They become tame. They have potential to become tame. Umid tamois, and they can contaminate something else. Umid starfos, they can combine to a shiur. Hachartim the beak, fatzi parnayim, mitam, they can become tame. Umid tam can contaminate something else. Umid starf, they can join into the shiur to together. Okay, so we've done the entire mishnah. It's a very hard mishnah. Let's chazer again. A lot of you say this. It's a very hard Mishnah. Nivlas oif hatame, the carcass of a non-kosher bird. Okay? Number one, if you want it to be tame, you have to have kavan that you're going to eat it. Yeah, you have a taiva to eat, do you have taivas for these things?
No.
No, why not?
What do you do?
No.
So what are you asking? Why not?
I don't know. Maybe different.
I just told you I'm not.
Why? You know, ever go? You ever go on the derech and stop it from McDonald's?
No.
I do. So I look at McDonald's and they have all these restaurants there. A taiva to go and get online to go buy.
You have a taiva to do that?
No, I don't.
So
Nivlas Ivatame, number one, Shri Khamakhsham, you have to have current to eat it. Number two, Vihashri has to come kind of with water. It has to have water, mayim, or one of the seven liquids. Heksh. Number two, and therefore, when you have these two conditions, what is the size of the meat that is necessary in order to contaminate something else? Umetama to mas achol, to contaminate another food, the shiur is decha beitza, the size of an egg. Now, let's say you want this nivlas oif tame to contaminate a human being. There's nothing you can possibly do for it to contaminate a human being through touching. The only way the nivlas oif tame can contaminate a human being is only through ingestion, consumption. Be a good consumer. But what is the shear? The shear is not the size of a kizayis. The shear is the size of a chatzipras. What's the chatzipras? Chatzipras is an egg and a half. The chatzipras looks like gvi to contaminate the person's body. Gvi means the body. The goof.
Good.
Yeah.
Later.
But don't make a mistake and think that a kazayis would be sufficient. No, the ain bo kazayis besablia, a kazayis of this non-kosher meat will not be sufficient to contaminate the person's body. You may get malchus for eating non-kosher meat for a kazayis, but tumah is not going to come to the person's body unless he eats sazabetza and the hef, which is a chatzi pras. Because the whole pras is three eggs. And that means the whole loaf of bread is six eggs. A loaf of bread is six eggs, a pras is three eggs, a chatzi pras is one and a half eggs.
Good.
Vita. It's like by the bris, he asked the waiter.
Chatzi pras.
How much would you like?
I told him a chatzi pras.
Chatzi pras. Va'oichla ein ton herev shemesh. A person eats nivlas oif tameh, which had machshava, heksher, and had chatzi pras, and now he is indeed tameh, he is a sheni, and he wants to remove, to lift the tumah from his guf, he needs to go to mikvah. But he does not have to wait until the sun sets. Va'oichla ein ton herev shemesh. You don't need for the sun to set in order to lift yourself from the state of tumah. The ein chayavin olecho al bias midrash. If you enter into the midrash state of tumah, you do not become tameh. Avol sofin olecho satshumot. If this nivlas oiv tameh, which had machshav and hechsher and came in contact with the sheretz, touches tumah, the tumah becomes needs to be burnt, needs to be destroyed. It's tameh to the point of beyond return. Good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Let's say a human being eats, a Jew eats an Eben Achai from a Nivlas Oif Tomei, does he get Malchus? Is he eating Eben Achai? Does he? V'oichel Eben Achai Mimeno? Ain't I Sefik Es Harboyim? Does he get Malchus? How do you like that?
I love it.
No Malchus.
I love it. Go ahead.
The next halacha, let's say you do a shechita while it's still shaking, take a bite out of it. So normally, therefore, that if you shecht and it's still shaking, the guy takes a bite out of it.
No way.
He's chayv malchus. He says, "Well, he's chayv even menachai." So it's one of the shemis bnei noach.
Okay, great.
Okay, how can I find? What about the wings and the feathers? Vanoitza, mitamos. They also have potential to become tamei. Not only is the meat, but even the kinafim and the noitza has potential for them to become tamei. The mitamos, and they can contaminate other things. Umitstarfos, and they can join together into the shear. Hachartim, the beak, the atziparnayim, and the nails, mitam, they can become tamei. Umitam can contaminate other things. Umitam, they can combine together to form the shear, the requisite shi'ur. Okay, we're done. Next Mishnah. Vabehema. Okay, now dealing with an animal. Oh, an animal. Animal. Okay, an animal.
Behema gasa? Oh, behema.
Behema gasa. Or the hide. The haroitev. What's the haroitev?
Juice.
The entire Mishnah. It's not telling us. He's not going to tell us what Pshat in the Mishnah. You have to go look in that Masechta. You have to go figure it out. What is the Roitev? I didn't even know what the Roitev is. What's the Roitev? You learned Daf Yomi.
The Roitev is like
the gravy. The gravy. Ha'arva ha'roitev ha'kipa. What's the kipa? No, it's not the kipa. Wait, he's not giving us a parish, so let's go look over here.
I told you, we gotta learn kahati on this.
No, I don't want to learn kahati. Be a forever, learn kahati.
Forever. So where are we going?
What?
Where's your rush? Where are you going?
I'm going.
Where are you going?
Going to the cemetery today. That's where I'm going. I have to go visit. Pay a visit. You go there, it's a Musa Haska. Just a matter of time.
But that doesn't scare you, I don't think.
Just a matter of time.
Doesn't depress you, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So, okay, right then. Did you write up a new copy yet?
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the new hard drive?
What's kippa? What is kippa? Doesn't want to tell us. So we'll leave it. All the various parts, the R, the gravy, the kippa, whatever that is, olol, whatever that is, atzamos, the gidin, the sinews, the hakarnayim, the horns, the atlafayim, and the hooves, mitzarfim, latami, tumas, ocholim, they all join together. Avaloi, tumas, neveilois, benatumas, neveilois, kayotzi, boi, hashech, behima, behetmea, lagovihi, mifarcheses. We have to get a karate for this, right? Timi fachases, metame tumas acholim, avoloi tumas nevelas. A shechted animal, lagoi for a non Jew. Timi fachases, metame tumas acholim, avoloi tumas nevelas, ad shetomus until it dies, o ad sheyatis esroshki cut off its head. Weibo lat litame tumas acholim ima shuibo litame tumas nevelas. So where is this mission explains the chulin perak oiva roitev? No, we just need a mishnayis perak oiva. What time is it now? Is it too late? What time is it now?
It's too early.
Okay, we only have really 2 minutes. So let's do the next mission and then we'll come back. Okay, we'll come back to this mission tomorrow because we only have 2 minutes anyway. Eichel shnitma be'avatuma kefu, that's nitma be'avatuma v'shnitma be'avatuma mitzarf m'zem zem. Okay, you have two different types of foods. Food shnitma be'avatuma. Food that's contaminated with avatuma.
Yeah.
Okay, that means the food is what? The food is the zerishon.
Right.
And av provide to produce the rishon. Vishanitma bivlana tumma. An anical.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anical.
Yeah.
You know where the word anical comes from? The hasne einena ukab. Ukab. It has not been
consumed.
So it means einena ukab. Einena ukab. An anical means einena ukab.
Right.
The person is einena ukab. He continues. He continues to produce.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
You know who says that? Yeah. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Einenu ukal. Einenu ukal is einikol.
Einikol. I like it.
It's Mordi Gavart. I don't know. Einenu ukal. So you should have said it by the bris.
You should have said
it. You zoiche to the darga, the hasne.
Einenu ukal.
Hasne. Einenu ukal. Does the gilui? Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. When you zeich to be a nenu ukal, does a giloi? Ribbono Shel Olam was megale himself for the first time to Moshe Rabbeinu at the sneh.
Right.
So when the person is zeich to the madrig of a nenu ukal, it's a giloi. Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem is a giloi.
Beautiful. Should have said that. I asked you to speak. You don't want to speak. Go ahead.
No, said the two different types of food. Food A and food B. Exhibit A, exhibit B. Exhibit A is a starker tumma. Exhibit B is a cleaner tumma. It's a cleaner tumma. And we put the two of them together. But each one doesn't have the shear itself. Each one has pachas mikashir. But together they have the shear.
Correct.
What's the shear in order for food to convey tumma? What's the shear? The shear is a beitza. So ha'ichal shnei dvarim b'avat tumah b'dishna b'avat tumah mitzarim zem zel tamei ke kal shebishneihem. They join forces to contaminate the lighter of the two ketzad. Kachatzi beitza ha'ichal rishain ve'achatzi beitza ha'ichal sheni shebelolon zem zel. You mixed belolon. You mixed zeh b'zeh. So they combine together to have the shiva sheni, the koyach b'sheni. Kachatzi beitza oichel sheni, kachatzi beitza oichel shlishi, shebelolun ze bezeh shlishi. Ka beitza oichel, that's a whole beitza, a ganze beitza, ka beitza oichel rishon, vecha beitza oichel sheni, shebelolun ze bezeh. Ooh, Yishas, look what he says over here. It says over there, if you have a full shear, Marit Gazach, a full shear of a rishon and a sheni, you put them together, then it's going to be metam like the more chomer shebishneihem. Chilkan, if you divide it, zeh sheni vezeh sheni, nafal zeh, but if you take the whole thing and break it, then even though originally it was, since you only had originally the shear of one kezais, when you cut into the parts, each one is going to be a sheni. Nafal zeh liatzmai vezeh liatzmai, each one fell independently al kika shel truma, pisaluhu, then of course, because then each one itself is at best a sheni, so the truma becomes a shalishi. But if together, both pieces together fall, naflu shneim ke'echad upon a piece of truma, then we have a right to assume that the combination is a rishain, and that makes the piece of truma into a sheni. Let's see if he could do the Rav. Zem zel l'tamei im ein v'echam hem kibetza mitstarfim l'shi'ur l'tamei kekal shebishnehem sheim naga b'tuma pasla kedin oichal shnitma b'vlana tuma shepoisla satchuma v'einu mitamei. It's only poisla. What poisla means it makes it into a shlishi, does not make it into a sheni. Right. When it comes to chuma, the word poisla means a shlishi. V'chatzi beitza shebol zebezeh sheni hataruvus hazeh tarash sheni olav v'poisla satchuma. So you have two different halves. You have a chatzi beitza of a rishon, a chatzi beitza of a chatzi beitza of a rishon. Sheni ataruvas hazeh tarash sheni olav v'poislos hatruma shlishi poislos hakodesh. A sheni can be metame truma. Shlishi can poisel kodesh, right? Because kodesh can become kavah shlishi. Rishon yoyse magor sheni v'daika shiur the rishon degavei. Inside litain tuma chilka ze divided ze sheni shebuchol echad chatzis shir the rishon v'chatzis shir the sheni v'tzal el rishon v'sheni v'tzafel l'shlokal shavneim. It's very easy mishnah. Let's chazur again. Ha'oichal shnit ma b'avatuma a food that's not v'tuma which means v'shir b'avatuma mitzdarfim ze im ze l'tamei kekal shebishneim ketzad. What's the case? The case only situation where each one is a chatzis shir kachatzis beitza echad rishon dechatzis beitza echad sheni shebelolan ze b'ze. So what's the halach? They combine together to form this tumah of the lesser of the two, which is a sheni. Is that clear to you?
Sure, like a bell.
Now, let's say it's kachatzis shir, kachatzis beita oichel sheni, and one is kachatzis shir oichel shlishi. So they combine together to become a shabal and zebazeh. They are shlishi.
Beautiful.
What can shlishi do? What can shlishi do? Yes, it can. It can be mitamei kodesh. Kodesh can become a revi. But let's say we have the full shir. We have a kabeita oichel rishon, a kabeita oichel sheni. So each one is a sheni. Shabal and zebazeh. So since we have over here a full beitz of a rishon, even though we're mixing with the beitz of a chosheni, but since it all mixed together, then in this case it becomes a rishon because you have a full shear of a rishon. But chilk, now I divide it, so I don't know what I divided. Maybe each one is only half. So zesheni v'zesheni, nafal zeliyatsma v'zeliyatsma. Each piece which only half falls on a piece of truma. We have to assume the maker. We have to assume that it's only a sheni, so it becomes a shlishi. Kikosh al truma, possibly the truma becomes a shlishi. Then it becomes a sheni, because then we certainly have the shear of a rishon together. And if both of them together have a kazayis of a rishon and it touches chuma, the chuma becomes a sheni.
Beautiful.